They make your day. They make you laugh.
You're hanging out with friends.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix.
When did you have one project that turned into 10? And you found yourself looking around at the mess you've created and thought, how did it get to this? How did this happen? This wasn't what was supposed to be in the original plan. Because I am fortunate that my husband hasn't left me by this point.
Oh, boy.
Because of what I have roped him into doing. And it started on Friday.
What's the big project?
We had not gotten out the fall decorations yet in the house. And I like to decorate for the seasons.
Oh, boy. I know my wife has been bugging me about that, too.
I threw my back out, which was no fun, okay. Which meant that Eric had to really kind of help me get these tubs out of the basement. We are going to be gone for Halloween. And therefore, I said, I don't want to get any Halloween stuff out, especially not in the front of the house.
Yeah,
I don't need the trick-or-treaters to show up because we're not even going to be around. We're going to be on vacation that whole week and we're gone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So, to get to the fall decor, though, you have to go to the Halloween bins. Well, I sent Eric down to the basement, and he's going through the bins. The bins start coming out. Next thing you know, I see the little bats I like to put on the walls in the bins. And then I see the skeleton.
You got nostalgic.
I thought, it's just, you just plug in the skeleton. The skeleton lights up. We've got the lit up pumpkin. So
something.
I started getting more and more things out. Well, then I started doing that. I said to Eric, I have these really big ceramic witch boots that I had gotten from Marshalls that I love that sit by the fireplace. Well, they are way in the back, stacked up. Because last year I had my bilateral mastectomy.
That's right.
So I didn't decorate for Halloween last year.
You didn't decorate either. Yeah.
And I started feeling like I want to get this stuff out.
Yeah,
so
come on.
Eric had to move other tubs to get these giant witch boots. These tubs that came out, I said, what are these tubs? Like, I don't even know what's in this tub.
Oh,
this is a tub
no.
that Eric had gotten
oh,
from
boy.
His parents because they're going through things in their attic. We open up this tub. This tub is full of baseball, football cards. Geez. It has some dolls in there that his grandma collected. There's like a Michael Jackson doll.
And he wanted to keep these.
Because he thought we'd sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking on eBay. There's an NSYNC doll of Justin Timberlake. So I'm on eBay looking through these dolls. She's trying to find... My husband's trying to find a baseball... a basketball card that has... The Menendez brothers in the background or something that he said he can get like $1,000 for because they were at a Knicks game or something.
Yeah, they're at a Knicks game. Yeah.
So I'm digging through these cards. So there's this is happening. I'm getting out Halloween stuff. The basement's now a mess. As we're getting out Halloween stuff, we're up in this little nook area that needed serious dusting. So I had to buy one of those long extended dusters. I went to the grocery store to do that. And
pause.
As I'm up there.
We got to go to the store and get this duster. Come back.
And as I'm up there, I realize there's this part of this drywall that drives me nuts that I see all the time. And this part that got chipped that needs to get repaired.
Wait.
So what are we doing now? We are mudding. We are repairing.
Oh my gosh.
We have spackling. I'm in the other part of the basement trying to get out the paint.
Who sees this? You see it.
This,
nobody else. Put those boots in front of it. You won't see it again. Come on. So you've gone from, I just need to get a few things out of
I just wanted to literally get out my fall placemats and my fall pumpkins for the kitchen table and some fake fall leaves.
And this has just been a domino effect for your husband.
And as Halloween's going
up, boom.
Eric's like, we're not even here. Like, when are you going to take this all down? You're going to come back. And I said, don't worry about it. It makes me happy. This ended up being all weekend long because we had to wait for the corner of the drywall to fix.
Well, yeah, the spackling's got to dry, and then you got to tape it up, and then you got to do all that.
And we're still looking for this basketball card that has the Menendez brothers apparently in the background that Eric thinks we're going to get $1,000 for.